Let's see. What kind of we were talking about stinging insects the other day. What other kinds are there that you know of?
Well, there's a hornet. I guess we talked about him, didn't we?
Yeah.
He builds a nest kind of up, not on the ground. In an oak or something like that. It builds a nest. And his cover is some kind of a I don't know what you might call it.
But that's where you're staying that high, up in there. And you better be particular around him.
You're pretty clear.
You disturb him, he'll hang yourself.
And then there's a yellow jacket.
Okay.
Oh, yellow jacket, he doesn't build nothing up high. He find a hole, maybe trunk of an old tree, or maybe old something like that. He make his nest down there. You better let him alone too. We call him a yellow jacket. Now he seems like he can smell you. He used to run, follow him and try to run, look like get well, trying to look, here they come. Yeah, second heart. And one they call a bumblebee, I guess you know about him. All of them is tough.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the kind of a skinny waist?
Wasps?
Oh yeah. You ever run into any of those?
Many times.
Tell me about one of the times, what happened.
Well, I've had them sting me at different times. There's a guinea wasp. He's a little fellow. And then there's a big one. I forget his name, but he's a big one. And both of them are stinging. They sting you. And they'll wrap you up, too, very quick. Generally, one sting you up here somewhere, you know, a kernel will come on the armor. Right quick. That goes on to tell you how poison it is.
Okay. How many different kinds of wasps have you seen? Just three or four?
That old guinea wasp is a little one. And then there's a bigger one. I forget his name now, but he's bigger than the guinea wasp.
Big wasp, huh?
Yeah, he's bigger than he is. And he is more reddish looking.
Okay, if you had more than one wasp, then you'd have five, what?
Five wasps.
Okay. What is those bugs that go around and bite you at night? They kind of suck your blood?
Bug?
You ever run into any skiers?
No. Talking.
Okay.
Oh, sure, there's plenty of them. Yes, sir. That's a plague. He is a plague. And it's strange to me about him, mosquito, how he can find you. He must can smell.
Yeah, they can.
I thought.
Yeah.
Now, you can be in the bed or somewhere, and in the house, that's going to find you.
Sure will.
I know people used to have mosquito nets over the bed, and they'd circle around that net, just be all right, try to get in.
Yeah, they will.